lead plans for the weekend. We get some best bets from Mike McCarthy. He's editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
Members of the National Symphony Orchestra have launched a program where they break into small groups and play at clubs in D.C. neighborhoods. And on Saturday night, a bassist, a cellist, and a viola player from the NSO will perform at Twins Jazz. That's a club on U Street. And they'll jam with the Eric Wheeler Trio and play a 90-minute set of jazz and classical music. And they'll do two shows, one at 8 and another at 10, and it's free. And if you love reggae, Bob Marley's band, The Wailers, they're still going strong, and they'll be at the Howard Theater Sunday night. The original members do their thing now with Jamaican lead singer Coolant Brown, and while no one can replace Bob Marley, of course, this guy sounds really good.
The new James Bond movie has been quite a hit, and the Spy Museum opened a new exhibit that explores all the Bond villains, and on Friday night, you can bring the family along.
That's right. The Spy Museum is billing this as the Exquisitely Evil Family Night on Friday, so you can see the new Bond exhibit, and then the kids can dive into code-breaking competitions and Bond trivia contests, and they'll have spy snacks and hot chocolate, too. It goes from 6 until 9, and it's $14 per person, and you need to register early to get in.
So two exhibits at the National Gallery of Art, one that recently opened, one heading out the door Sunday. Both, you say, are worth seeing.
The one that recently opened before the holidays is called Color Paper Images by the living legend abstract artist Ellsworth Kelly. He's mostly known for colorful canvases, but this exhibit you'll see some really cool work with wet and dyed paper pulp that he formed into art. He was greatly influenced by Japanese paper making here. And for anyone who hasn't had a chance to see the huge retrospective of pop artist Roy Lichtenstein, this is the last weekend to check it all out. It goes away on Sunday night.
Temperatures reaching the middle 60s this weekend. Many of us will not only want to get outside, but stay a while.
Great Falls National Park has a wonderful program every weekend, even in the winter, and it's a 30-minute ranger-led hike to the falls overlooks. And the first stroll begins at 11 on Saturdays and Sundays, and the last one is at 1. And if you're into the stars, Rock Creek Park's Nature Center and Planetarium has its Winter Night Sky Discovery Series this Saturday at 1, which is great for anyone ages 5 and up. And then, of course, just hang out in Rock Creek Park. It's a great nature center there, too.
Mike McCarthy is editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer, joining us on Skype. Read more about all the events he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.